You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
International Desk
are go.
Earlier this week, Israel killed 4 Al Jazeera journalists, as well as 2 freelance journalists, in a targeted strike. In total, nearly 270 journalists in Gaza have been killed by Israel since the war began in October 2023. This makes Israel's war on Gaza the deadliest conflict ever for journalists. More journalists have been killed in Gaza than in both world wars, the Vietnam War, the war in Yugoslavia, and the United States war in Afghanistan combined, according to a report published by the Watson Institute for International and Public Affairs. Last week, I spoke to Assistant Professor in Journalism at Mount Royal University, Gabriela Perdomo-Paez, about the reporting on Gaza from Western media. For International Desk this week, I spoke to her about the danger facing Palestinian journalists on the ground, including from before the current war. I started by asking how concerned she was about Israel targeting journalists in Gaza.
Extremely concerned. I think we should all be. This is not a new event by any means. This is not a new tactic. Israel has been deliberately targeting journalists since before October 7th, but especially since October 7th, we have so many names. We have more than 270 confirmed names of journalists who have been killed by Israel since October 7th, 2023. So, I think we should all be extremely concerned. This is not just an attack on the individual lives of these men and women who have been killed atrociously by Israel's army, but I do think it is absolutely an attack on press freedom, on our own rights to know what is happening on the ground in Gaza. So yeah, I would definitely say that I am extremely and gravely concerned about what's happening.
Do you think journalists in the West owe solidarity to their Palestinian colleagues?
That's such a hard question, because I think everybody has different reasons to react the way they do. And I think, so if you ask me personally, yes, I do think that we owe solidarity to any journalists who are attacked. I think an attack on a journalist is, on a working journalist, on someone who is doing their job, is an attack on journalism, with a capital J. I also think that there are different ways of expressing that solidarity, right? And that solidarity is not just a performance of solidarity, but a demand of, for example, our own governments to do and utilize the tools that they have to prevent this from continuing to happen, right? So that is one way that in which we can show solidarity, right? Like we can speak out, we can offer, of course, our condolences and our solidarity, but you know, like I also think that it's we need to speak out not just after the fact. There's just been too many after the facts, right? So I know that there are journalists organizing though, and there are people all over the world who are doing important work. There's a new organization in Canada, for example. I hope I don't get this wrong, is Canadian Journalists for Justice in Palestine, if I am not wrong. And, you know, it's a group of journalists who have gotten together to precisely exercise pressure, you know, exert pressure on governments to say we need to keep on denouncing these targeted, clearly deliberate attacks against journalists. So we need to talk about that. And on the other hand, I do think that we need to continue to say this is not something that is happening over there, right? The fact that a legitimately recognized country, a democracy in the way that we understand democracies to be, like a country, its own legitimate forces are carrying attacks against journalists. And that is something that should worry all of us everywhere, you know, like the attacks on journalists. It's not by any means the first country to do that. You know, journalists have worked under duress and under enormous threats everywhere in the world and in many regions for many, many years. This is not new, but of course it should concern us, as it always should in any case. But this is, you know, this is blatant. Like Israel continues to take credit. They actually actively take credit for these attacks. In the most recent attack against the four journalists from Al Jazeera who were killed, Israel took immediate credit for the attack, and it simply justified it as one of the four of them, without any threat of evidence, without showing any evidence. They had accused Anas al-Sharif of being an agent for Hamas and of orchestrating rocket attacks against civilians in Israel, something that they, you know, as they usually do, they say they have proof of it, but they don't show any of the proof. There is no evidence so far that has been presented to support that claim. And that is extremely dangerous, and it should be shocking for anybody working in our profession. So that is something that, yes, absolutely, we should be, we need to be talking about that loud and clear.
Are these journalists able to receive justice for their deaths, even going back to before the war? I'm thinking about the assassination of Shireen Abu Akla, for example.
I don't know that there's any justice after you've been killed, but I do think that many of these journalists asked that we continue our pursuit of the truth, that we continue the pursuit of justice, that we believe them when they are telling us that they are witnessing what they're witnessing, without undermining their claims because they are from a region that we don't understand, for example. You know, we really believe what's happening. They sacrifice their lives bearing witness to something that is happening. If it was not for these journalists, we wouldn't know the atrocities that have been happening on the ground in Gaza, not just after October 7, but since before. There are many, many, many brave journalists who have been telling us about this reality. And maybe if we had paid attention before, we would have been more, you know, more understanding and more nuanced in our understanding of how Israel responded to the October 7th attacks. So I do think that we owe them that. You know, you were talking about what do we owe in terms of solidarity. And I want to say too, I think, you know, this is just a personal opinion, but I do think that everybody, regardless of whether we are journalists or not, I think we owe it to all these journalists to go back and see their reports and listen to the stories that they were trying to tell us and read the reports and watch their videos, because they were putting themselves on the line so that we understood deeply and you know, truthfully what was happening. And I do think that the least we can do right now is listen and really pay attention to what they have been trying to tell us, because, you know, otherwise we're not going to continue. You know, we're going to continue to not put enough pressure on our own governments, on the people who can put a stop on this. If we don't know really what's happening on the ground, we are going to continue to think that we don't have the power to stop it when we do.
Now that Israel has assassinated a large number of Palestinian journalists, what does this mean for the coverage of atrocities in Gaza?
You know, I think every time that one of these journalists is killed, we lose an enormous amount of information, an enormous amount of context for what's happening. What's going to happen is that some other incredibly brave people are going to continue to tell us what's happening, even if they are increasingly under, you know, the threat of famine themselves. You know, we know from news organizations who are telling us our own journalists are starving themselves. So many of these individual journalists are telling us, like, we have run out of energy, of calories. We can't even continue to do that. So what's going to happen is that, you know, it's just a continuation of how horribly misinformed and underinformed we have been about this conflict. And that's just going to continue to silence. I don't know how much longer we can go, or they can go. You know, we are okay, but the people in Gaza are not okay. And really the worst possible thing that can happen is that we are going to stop receiving news on the ground.
That was Assistant Professor in Journalism at Mount Royal University, Gabriella Perdomo-Paez, on Israel's targeted attacks on Palestinian journalists.
International Desk on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.